Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tim Settle, who has a very fun sack celebration. Tim is the one that gets that sack, Clint, and then just starts jumping up and down and bouncing right there in his spot. He will join the fellas. He got one of those eight sacks against the Bills. He'll join Mark Vandermeer, John Harris coming up right behind us at 6 o'clock on Texans All Access. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. They got it to midnight. They got you taken care of, the best damn night sports show in all of Houston. They got it 8 to midnight, so don't miss that. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a matter of moments. All right, D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show last night was discussing the Colts offense. This is the number one offense in football. They've been very, very impressive all year long, and it is something that the Texans definitely are going to have a challenge and have to deal with. Here was D'Amico talking about the kind of the challenge and what they have to look forward with this Colts offense.
Yeah, the thing that sticks out to me is that their offense is operating very efficiently. They've been very explosive. Pierce, I don't think he talks about enough. Like, he's the down the field targets, the deep shots. Then you have the running game with Jonathan Taylor. He's always been, you know, one of the top backs in our league just for his explosiveness, his home run playmaking ability. And I think Daniel Jones is playing the best that he's played like in his career. Shane has done a good job of paring things down, and he's doing a great job of executing. The play action game is working for them. They stay out of third and long situations. They're really in those manageable spots where if it's close enough, they're going for it on fourth down. So, I mean, they're doing a good job offensively.
Yeah, I mean, everything he said was accurate and true, Clint, but we're starting to have conversations and numbers of historic things with this defense, putting themselves in a different space than just, oh, a really good defense in 2025. And I just watched another top five defense, but a lesser defense than the Texans. I just watched the Chiefs just really shut down the Colts. 255 total yards of offense, far below where they normally hit as the number one offense in football. 10 first downs, Clint, 5 3 and outs to close out the game. They finished the game with 5 straight 3 and outs. Jonathan Taylor was held in check with 58 yards rushing. They had 20 points, 7 of which came with them starting at the 2-yard line on an interception by their defense. This is a team also. They played the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. Clint had 6 turnovers and had 5 sacks. And Taylor struggled with 45 yards rushing then too. This is the number one defense. This is the best defense in football. When you turn on the tape, maybe the Rams, maybe Seattle at times, but when you turn on the tape, there isn't a team that is as aggressive and attacking as the Texans. They create turnovers. They get sacks. They put you in a bad place. I have high expectations that the Texans defense will really be able to be a huge part of this game when I've watched lesser defenses be able to handle the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, look, that is the thought moving forward with the Texans. Is, you know, every game is headlined by our defense. I mean, can our defense make typically players that are great or have looked great, can we make them look pedestrian? Can you look – and the reality of it is with the Colts is – I mean, clearly Jonathan Taylor is the headliner. And if you can stop Jonathan Taylor, then all of a sudden they're one-dimensional. You can put it into Daniel Jones' hands, and if Daniel Jones can't move because of this injury, and now all of a sudden it's all his arm and his weapons, now you've got them in a box, and they're not going to scare many folks. But the reality of it is when you're looking at the Colts, it's about – the most complete offense, I think, that we've seen.
That's fair.
I mean, they've got a monster at the running back position. They run it well. They've got a really good offensive line that has a lot to do with that. It's not just a back there doing it all himself. They do have a quarterback that understands how to manage a game. They do have a quarterback that understands what Shane Steichen wants to do offensively. They can do some of the quarterback plus one run stuff. They can throw the ball. They've got a great deep target in Alec Pierce, or I think it's Alec instead of Alex. But nonetheless, they've got complementary pieces across the board offensively. And so I think this is the most complete complementary offense that the Texans have faced. And as you mentioned, I think Seattle is probably up there with them. If we're just talking opponents that they faced, it doesn't matter when they faced them. Obviously, the Rams are up there.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think this is the most complimentary offense and complete offense that the Texans defense has gone up against. So it's going to be fascinating to watch these guys and see if they can be as dominant against that as they can the one-trick ponies like Josh Allen.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. The Jonathan Taylor, that's something we'll be looking at all week is, like, it is very clear what you got to stop. And And let's be honest, if there has been an Achilles heel with this defense, and I don't think it's been a huge thing, but it is, they have given up rushing yards. They have done that. But I'd imagine, Clint, with it being their focus, we've watched them where that is clearly their focus. When they've played Jacksonville, that has been clearly their focus, was to stop their run game. They did a pretty good job at doing that with Travis Etienne, both matchups. So I think clearly that is the game with Jonathan Taylor. And let's be honest, I think every team has tried to do that every week. And not all of them have been successful. But not all of them are the Texans. And we've seen the Chiefs, we've seen the Steelers be successful in doing it. And I think my expectation is that the Texans are able to be successful in doing it too. That to me, and I think they deserve to have that type of expectation on them with what they have shown they are. All right, coming up, let's hit T-Mill's best bets. Remember, if you are unable to remember these best bets, you're missing it anyway, you want to go back and look at them, please head to @T-MillRealDeal, and he will have them posted up there to win you a little cash. He started off nice, 3-for-4 last night. The only thing that didn't get him, and they tried, was the Panthers getting in there plus eight, but everything else hit for him. And he's on a roll here a little bit early in the week. What you got? What's your best bets, Tyler?
Yeah, we're going NBA tonight on a Tuesday. Four picks for you around the NBA. Not a whole lot of action going on around the league tonight. Three of these four bets are within the same game, that matchup in LA between the Clippers and the Lakers.
Here you go.
So let's get the other one out of the way first. It's an under. I got the Atlanta Hawks at the Wizards tonight, under 237 in that one. And now your three bets within that Clippers-Lakers game. I'm on the over in LA. Over 229 is what I got locked in at between the Clippers and Lakers tonight. And then a player prop from each squad. The turd, formerly known as James Harden, that honey bun eating son of a bitch, favorite play of the night, probably.
I don't know if he's an eater. He's a giver.
Yeah.
He's a honey bun giver.
He just gives honey buns to other dudes.
I'm just going to tell you, any guy that's ever had a weight issue of any sort, and he hands out honey buns on the down low,
he eats them too. But by the way, whatever he's about to say, Clint, he scored 55 points two games ago. Go ahead, Tyler.
Law of averages, you're just contributing to my point. Under 24.5 points for James Harden. Lock that one in. Don't listen to Ron. And then Austin Reeves won a few props with him this year so far on his over for points, and that's exactly what we're doing tonight. Over 22.5 points for Austin Reeves and the Lakers. Those are your four best bets. Tell me how much you hate them, Ron.
Well, I don't hate them. The James one isn't bad. You know he's going to be up for the game against the Lakers on NBC. So we'll see where that goes. And the Lakers games, pace-wise, have been pretty up and down. They've had some high-scoring games, so we'll see there. I like the over on that. Definitely like the over. I like Austin Reeves, too. He's been really aggressive, even when LeBron has been there. So it's not bad.
I'll take Austin Reeves at Arkansas, boy. I think I'll take that bet right there with you.
Okay.
You think you can add me to the ticket?
I can, absolutely. Thanks. A Benjamin for you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy. Let's ride.
Thanks, man.
He said, let's ride. Let's ride in this thing. All right. No, man, fun show. Remember, go out, hang out the drive. Wednesday tomorrow, Park Row location, Buffalo Wild Wings, 2 to 6 o'clock. Go out. Get yourself a chance to win some prizes. It'll be a good time. Texans All Access, Tim Settle coming up behind us. Shout out to Danny Cannell. Great today. If you missed it, check out the 3 o'clock hour. He is right at the beginning of that on the podcast. You can hear him discuss a lot on Texas and Texas A&M. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Not a surprise that either one does.
Boy, right. y'all put some real thought into this. I didn't realize we were going McConaughey and guys like, good gosh, man, Brad Pitt. I didn't realize we were going freaking actors.
Hey, there was no rule. There was no box that you had to be left in.
I know. I should have
known. What's in the box?
Yeah. What you got coming up?
Brad Pitt, man. Full circle.
What's in the box?
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.